This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, time to enjoy some coffee and a little bit of a coffee clutch early in the morning on this Saturday with Jessica Fester, Fester, the Optilux Wellness Center. And right now, how many people across the airwaves are saying, my back, my neck, my shoulder, my elbow? So many people waking up in pain. Aren't you just tired of waking up in pain and how you're saying it's going to take me at least an hour to kind of get motivated and get moving and to get rid of some of this pain, get the kinks out? All of that can be gone by visiting the Optilux Wellness Center. Once again, we're going to be talking about regenerative cellular therapy designed to maintain and heal and regenerate tissue. Type of therapy is great for knee, shoulder, ACL tears, back pain associated with degenerative disc or damaged tendons. Not to mention good chiropractic care. Dr. Ron and company can do that. They've got a new orthopedic surgeon on duty being able to help you as well, too. So their number is 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. They're located in New Kensington at 706 Stevenson Boulevard. Now listen, if you are waking up and you're one of those people saying today, I'm just in so much pain and you want some questions answered and you want to get out of pain, you need to call us right now and tell us your story. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Jessica and I were just talking about the art of stretching and how it can really go a long way. But do you realize how many people are in such pain, they can't walk, let alone stretch? And that truly is robbing them of their life. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Yeah, I do realize, you know, I'm even for me who stretches like daily, really, it's part of just kind of me. As a massage therapist, I'm always aware of the muscles and you know, just how the body needs to be supple and that sort of thing. But it's really difficult. Once you have an injury and you sit down for a while, the body tends to tighten up quite a bit. So it's hard to get that flexibility back. I would just encourage everybody. I know it's the morning. Just take a few minutes and stretch. You know, say your prayers. Have some good intentions on this day and really start to take stock of where are you health-wise. It's really important to not let days and weeks and months and years and sometimes decades go by without being honest about the barometer of where am I in my health. We don't want people to wait until they're sick to start taking care of themselves. It really is about maintaining your body, maintaining this machine and checking in with it on a regular basis. Things like regenerative medicine and chiropractic care are absolute, like, top-notch ways to maintain your body. Chiropractic care, I have it done every week. My kids are checked and adjusted every single week. I wouldn't think about going. I wouldn't ever consciously decide, no, I don't need it this week. If it is available to me, I'm going. I'm usually at my office. And so at least on Mondays, I try and make Monday. That's the day that I get adjusted. It's the time for me to take stock of what's happening. But then it gets me ready for the week. For my kids, they're both in sports. If they have an impact of some sort on the field, their dad is right there making sure that they're in alignment, because it adds up. Every one of these traumas, so to speak, of life, of growing up, of, you know, getting older, of sitting down, of doing the job. I was listening to you on the way in, and, you know, all of the blue collar jobs take a toll, a heavy toll on our bodies. I saw that with, you know, my own dad and all of the people that are in our clinic in New Kensington. You know, these are physical jobs. If you're working in the mill, we've talked about laying carpet. I still don't understand how those guys can do that and kick that board and ever get up and walk at the end of the shift. But, you know, being a nurse on your feet all day, lifting patients, hairstylists, where you're constantly with elbows in the air doing things, where their neck starts to really pay the price, and then their hands and arms start to pay the price. So in every profession, I can pretty much tell you what part of their body is going to show me that they were in that profession. We've been doing it over 30 years. We're past three decades, a few years ago now, in this business. And We have great results. We always have had great results. People are very happy with what we do and how we do it. So we've just expanded from that chiropractic into regenerative medicine so that people can keep maintaining their health. Just going a little bit further, if now you're coming to us and there's muscle deterioration, if there's joint degeneration, so the tendons, ligaments, cartilage, any of that is starting to wear down. Maybe you're hearing things like, oh, you're getting close to bone on bone. You know, you've got this grinding shoulder or this hip that just doesn't let you take the steps the way you used to. Or even like you were saying, it's morning time. I hear from a lot of people who first presented to my office that those first few minutes trying to get out of bed, even thinking about getting out of bed, they have to do some sort of maneuver to do that. And then those first couple of steps, how maybe if they have neuropathy or neuralgia, they've been up all night with restless leg. Those first few steps when your feet hurt or your knees hurt, you don't really seem to look forward to them every morning. And that just doesn't set you up for being motivated to go and do great things in that day or to enjoy that particular day of your life. I don't know why, but I've had some days in this week alone. I don't know if it was the full moon. Did anybody else experience like some bizarrety this week? I don't think that I'm like a lunatic, but man, did I notice. I started asking people, is it a full moon this week? And when they started saying, yeah, it's 2 days away, a lot more things made sense. But I started having these thoughts of, I'm 46. And I had seen this guy on the, I guess probably on Instagram, and he had a ruler. And I had done this with a sheet of paper. I think I did it with you a few weeks ago. But he had a ruler and it said, you know, here's the span of your life. You get like 10 decades at best anymore. And he's like, these first three here are gone. And, you know, these last two are typically you're sick and you're really doing nothing. He's like, so here's the meat. And he's like, I'm 50 something. And I thought, man, like every day counts. I cannot believe how fast it has gone in just the time that I've been a mother. You know, my kids are 14 and 16, and we were talking at the clinic yesterday, and I said, the woman's youngest is 21, and she says, I look at people pushing strollers, and that feels like a different lifetime, almost like I'm not even that same person. And I said, isn't it true, like every two decades, you're literally in a whole different life than you were living the two decades earlier. In your health and in your comfort, I don't want people to keep gauging that as their age. With regenerative medicine, you can take back time. You can use PRP, that platelet-rich plasma, or you can use the mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix, that regenerative cellular therapy, and actually rebuild, regenerate tissue that has broken down with time and take that back and start to feel better and whole again.
All right. Again, their number is 724-335-5210. We want to get you from here into that clinic. Let them check you out, give you the once over, and let you know what they can do for you. We're going to talk more about PRP and all the other things that they do with regenerative cellular therapy at the Optilex Wellness Center when we get back. But Jessica loves to talk to you. So we're going to get to Barb in New Kensington.
Hey,
so she
Barb.
Doesn't have far to go to get
no.
help. But if you're out there and you're dealing with that early morning pain and you're just tired of it, we want to hear what you're in pain of and what you're dealing with. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. They can help at the Optilex Wellness Center in New Kensington. All right, don't forget, very interactive social media. She's actually live on the Optilex Facebook page right now, but she's live here in studio at KDKA. And of course, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, that's a free app, download it on your phone, AUDACY. That's KDKA AM 1020 and 100.1 FM. And we are now going to talk to Barb in New Kensington. If any of you are out there waking up with that Saturday morning pain in the you-know-what and you want to be pain-free, tell us what you're dealing with, 866-391-1020. Barb, how can we help? Welcome to KDKA. You're on the air with Jessica Festa. Good morning.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
I don't know if I can be helped by you all at all. I have a diagnosis of adrenal insufficiency, which affects everything.
Yeah.
I have osteoporosis, bone on bone. I've had 11 compression fractures in the spine, kyphoplasties, four of them on two vertebrae to see if they can hold the bone together. My knees need replaced. I was told I was high risk for surgery, that they'd never touch me. And, you know, I have torn rotator cuffs in both shoulders, and the knees are severe with arthritis, and it's been bone on bone, but all I can seem to get is, you know, shots, which goes against the adrenal insufficiency because my body doesn't make hormones, so they're keeping me alive on hydrocortisone.
Oh,
is there anything that can be done when you have adrenal insufficiency? I was given 5 years at tops to live, but only God knows that, so right. I don't go by that. I'm 71, but I feel like I'm 40 mind-wise. Mm-hmm. I fight every day for everything. I move every day. I don't sit around, but I do have difficulty walking and getting around. I have to use a rollator, and I'm not complaining about it. I'm grateful to have it. So I just wondered what you all thought.
You know, my initial thoughts on it are mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix, that regenerative cellular therapy, it's capable of doing so many things. So at this point, your body is still fighting for itself to be alive and to be active and to keep going and to keep moving. And a big part of that fight is the mindset. You would be surprised
Absolutely.
How much that contributes to somebody's well-being and whether or not they heal.
I'm a retired medical person, so I'm telling you, I fight every day to be positive and keep going. And I think that's a big downfall for a lot of older people. But, you know, to me, as I said, age is a number. I don't think of myself as being old, even though the body's disagreeing with me.
Well, if you were my mom or if you were me, I would end up doing a full body stem cell regimen. Is what I would do. I would try that protocol because if you have anything to gain from regenerative medicine, it would be that any part gets to be rebuilt. And so whenever you're saying, you know, this part for like the adrenals is broken down, you know, your kidneys are involved. There's so many things that get involved once hormones, like I don't know exactly all the details as far as the hormone situation goes for you.
It's not a good situation.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. No. I would love for you to come in for an evaluation and a longer conversation about it. But if it were me, I would end up doing a full body protocol just to get some relief and some regeneration in the tissue that's broken down.
Okay. I live close to your site. So I'm in a senior building, a 3-story senior building on Ridge Avenue. So
you're very close.
Yes. So that's what you would suggest, come in and talk to somebody about it.
I would make an appointment with Dr. Festa, have an evaluation, and let us get like more details, because sometimes we just want to start in one place and see where we go with that. But I want to know what all you're really working with.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate your information. Absolutely. And have a great weekend. Thank you both.
Thanks, Barb.
Bye-bye.
All right. These are the people that you get up and go to work for every day.
It is. It really is. And I get the best callers. Thank you guys so much for being vulnerable to call in here and give me your stories. I know that healthcare is very personal. But when you're in this kind of a setting, to have people who need hope, I get it every week. And, you know, every day at the office, somebody walks in a great deal of pain. Maybe like Barb, who has had like this crazy diagnosis that just affects every and any area of their life. I find it intriguing to try and find an answer of any sort. Any improvement is an improvement when you're dealing with something as big as what Barb is dealing with. But, you know, it's our why. We want our community to be healthy. And here Barb is within walking distance of our office, and we've not met her yet, so I'm excited. I hope that we get the chance to.
All right, so if you're like Barb and you're waking up and you're dealing with this just pain that you're tired of dealing with, we want you to call in. We want to talk to you. We want to know what your symptoms are, where that pain is, how long you've been dealing with it, and how it continues to make you struggle every day, and how they can change your life right away at the Optilux Wellness Center. So give us a call. Our number is 866-391-1020. Their number is 724-335-5210. So tell me about a full body stem program. You were talking to Barb. So what does that mean when you say full body?
So instead of us picking one joint, a lot of people come in because one particular joint is really their big, you know, problem. But for like myself and even Doc, every 6 months I give myself a full body protocol. So I'll do 10 to 20 million cells of mesenchymal stem cells and the matrix. The matrix is that combination of hundreds of different growth factors, proteins, cytokines, all of the things that trigger those mesenchymal stem cells and feed them for them to grow as much tissue as possible. Since I don't have one particular joint that's broken down, but I have done plenty of things in 46 years to start that degenerative process, if I don't halt it now, if I don't rebuild back things now, by the time I'm 71, by the time I'm 85, I'm going to be in some pain. I've had massive car accidents. I've had mountain biking incidents. You don't go over the handlebars of those mountain bikes and never feel it again. You feel it in the moment, and then it comes back for you about 20 years later. I've had a lot of injuries. I don't want to ever be stopped because of them. And so we'll do a full body protocol. They'll stick it right into the muscle. It'll go throughout the whole body. And then that way, even things in my own organs, like Barb didn't know that her adrenals were having issues until they were having big issues, you know, because you just keep putting it off like, oh, I have a headache, or oh, I'm tired. Well, I worked extra this week. Like she said, she was in the medical field. If she was a nurse, when isn't a nurse tired? Those ladies are run to exhaustion. And now, like you're talking about small business, I don't know where all the workers went. Everybody is so short-staffed, and we're asking so much more out of our bodies on so much less rest. And you need to rest to heal. That's part of the process of the human being. That's why there's a day and there's a night. That nighttime is meant for you to be sleeping. And so within doing a full body protocol, whenever somebody just has a lot going on, that's usually what I recommend. We may do PRP in her particular joint spaces. Like she said about her knees were really bad and that sort of thing. My recommendation in those instances are to get PRP within the joints, platelet-rich plasma. So that's a blood draw from you. That's a few hundred dollars within there. And then do a full body regenerative cellular therapy protocol so that now these mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix can travel through the whole body, find all sorts of things to fix. These cells can become many, many different kinds of tissue. They can become neural tissue in the brain. They can become nerve tissue. That's why we use it for neuropathies and neuralgia and that sort of thing all the time with great success. It'll rebuild soft tissue, bone, neural tissue, all of that.
All right, listen, that full body protocol, something that maybe could just rejuvenate all of us and maybe something we should do on a routine basis. I mean, if you can get that start as far as fresh start every spring, that's a great thing. So we're going to come back. We got more on that, more on this PRP that is just a few hundred dollars and can really turn your life around. All that and much more with Jessica until 8 o'clock today. But if you want to call in and talk about what you're dealing with, like Barb did, call us right now. The number is 866-391-1020. What are you dealing with when it comes to pain? 866-391-1020. And their number at their office is located at 706 Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. All right, we're back. This is the Optilux Wellness Center Hour. Jessica Festa is here. A very busy hour on the phone lines. Let's go to Carol in Bridgeville up next. So what are you dealing with, Carol? And good morning and welcome to KDKA.
Yes, I've been diagnosed with neuropathy.
Okay.
And I'm also on dialysis with I have stage 5 kidney disease.
Sorry to hear that, Carol.
So I didn't know if that would help me at all.
I believe that it would. I would definitely give it a shot. With the neuropathy, is there a particular reason? Have you gone through any sort of chemo or radiation?
No. Okay.
So it has just shown
just
up.
Just dialysis, that's it.
Okay. All right. So with the neuropathy, we have had great success with that. And within the whole, using any form of a regenerative cellular therapy, using those stem cells, once they're in the body, we have the best stories of even putting it into somebody's feet for the neuropathy that other parts of the body are getting better. Your kidneys are still trying to get better. Excuse me. And, you know, once these cells are within the system, there's just really no telling what all that they're going to heal. But since you have such a big problem, and these cells only know how to heal things, only know how to rebuild tissue and try and restore normal and natural function, I would put them in. So we're not going to inject right into your kidneys or anything like that. I think that we would aim at your neuropathy. Let's get you comfortable. You know, a lot of people with pain, it causes you to dump a lot of hormones. And anytime that you're overwhelming the body with fight or flight hormones, especially anywhere near the kidneys, when like our last caller was dealing with adrenal fatigue and adrenal issues, you just want to give the body as much calm and as little pain as possible. And things that are going wrong elsewhere oftentimes start to calm down and you can address them more directly.
So you would start with a neuropathy?
I would. I would start there because it would be, one, a measurable place for you to see the improvement. You would get to see that stop, you know, that you can tell the difference in how your feet feel and your hands feel. But then knowing that those cells are inside of your body, they'll keep traveling and they'll keep growing new tissue until they can no longer do that. So,
well, don't you use the cells from your own body to
So that's the PRP. That's a platelet-rich plasma. That's when we use the cells from your own body. So we would do a blood draw from you and spin that in a centrifuge. And then one of the layers that is created in that spinning is called platelet-rich plasma, PRP. That can be used in a neuropathy protocol. It's going to depend on how bad it is, but I would go with the regenerative cellular therapy protocol, especially because you have this kidney issue going on as well. And you're pretty much guaranteed that the kidneys aren't the only thing that are fighting for you at this point. And so once you have these cells into the whole body, then they're going to travel through and deposit even into the major organs and start to regenerate tissue.
Okay. I know that neuropathy, I have problem with balance. And right now what they're treating me with is these boots, like with laser. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I don't know what that is. Boots with laser, you know, for the neuropathy?
Yes,
Okay, how's that
working? I put them on my feet, and there's laser lights, like.
Okay.
They're supposed to regenerate the nerves.
Okay. Yeah, that's like a infrared lighting. Yeah. So any of those kind of treatments, I think they all have a place, to be honest with you. But whenever we're trying to really regenerate the nerve tissue, you need cells that can regrow that tissue. The lights will attract your body's cells there. But if you don't have a lot to work with, like at a certain age, you're at a lower surplus of them. When we're able to give you 10 or 20 million right into your feet, cells that are ready and willing and able to grow new tissue right then and there, that gives you a huge healing potential. I would do our protocol and keep using the infrared lights because then they're going to attract all of those cells to continue doing their work. I do think that there's something to those lights. I've read a lot about them. You see them being used for people like on their face, on the whole body. Yeah, keep using it. Keep fighting for it.
All right, Carol, let me give you that number just in case you want to call and make an appointment. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. Carol, thank you for the call. That's how it works. If you're out there listening right now and you need some advice, this would be a great time to call.
Right.
866-391-1020. Back to PRP. Why, if not anything, that's definitely worth the price.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you're looking $500 or less on PRP. You can do this in any soft tissue, in any joint space. You don't have to wait until you have stories like these ladies that are calling in that are, they're really advanced stories. They're really things that are taking a huge toll on their lives. You could be in your 30s. You could be in your, my kids. I've used it on my children and they're young teenagers for any kind of a soft tissue injury, for any kind of knees that are already starting to ache. You don't have to wait until you're bone on bone. You really should use this as maintenance to give your body a boost to regrow whatever you've broken down. If you've lived on this planet for any duration and you're into adulthood, you could use PRP to help regenerate tissue even if it's not a major problem, if you know, like I was just seeing the basketball, if you know you've ever played high school basketball, football, wrestling, I love my wrestlers, boxing, all of these sports are, you know, impact on the joint, even cycling, yoga, all of that. I see ladies for yoga with their wrists. That's usually what takes a lady out of yoga. I can't take it. My wrists hurt so bad. Anytime you're trying to do like downward dog and you're putting this pressure on your hands, a lot of wrist pain. But a lot of wrist pain starts in the neck. And so when we have this opportunity to do PRP into those joints, it's just an injection. It's not multiple treatments. The tissue that grows is permanent. It's your tissue. It's not like a cortisone shot. It doesn't wear off after a couple days, weeks, months. This is new tissue. It restores function. It restores nice, you know, joint spaces that don't hurt, muscles that have sprains or strains or a tear in it. You can actually help and fix with PRP. Once you start to regrow the tissue, the problem, that pain, that dysfunction disappears. And you can do that with PRP. You don't always have to go into a regenerative therapy protocol with those mesenchymal stem cells. That's not always necessary. And we get our cells, I want to tell people, we get them from a stem cell bank. They are processed from an elected full live birth, cesarean birth. The mothers donate the umbilical cord, and that is processed, that Wharton's jelly is processed from that umbilical cord, and that way it comes with all these mesenchymal stem cells, which in research shows it's the highest number of harvestable mesenchymal stem cells, plus the matrix. It all was just together building a two-celled little embryo into a full-blown baby in 9 months. It was those cells that did it, but there are some that are left over in the umbilical cord. These are cells that never come from an abortion. It is always a live birth. And just the cord that would have otherwise been thrown into the trash is donated and given just like an organ donation. It's frozen right away, that sort of thing. Then the mother's tested, baby's tested, the cord is tested. These are cells that can be transferred from person to person without any blood typing.
All right, well said. She'll come back another segment. If somebody wants to call in and talk to Jessica, it's been a very busy morning, feel free. We have one more segment, 866-391-1020. But I can't recommend enough. Call, set up that appointment. You have nothing to lose but the pain. Optilux Wellness Center, 706 Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA. One of the more busier shows that Jessica has had on the phone line, so let's get right back to work, and we'll say hi to Cheryl, who has a question about stem cells. You're on the air with Jessica Festa, the Optilux Wellness Center in New Kensington on KDKA. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hey, good morning. Jessica, a quick question for you. I've got some lumbar degeneration, of course, and now I've got a disc impingement, and was wondering, and they're planning to do an epidural and then, of course, therapy with some traction to try to get that nerve settled down and go from there. So I was just wondering and reaching out to see if that would benefit me post procedure, or should I consider doing something with stem cell or PRP? Just wasn't quite sure.
All right. So, Cheryl, are they doing the epidural because of the nerve pain of like the disc bulging being? Okay.
Yeah.
So, if you would present this in my office, 9 chances out of 10, the doctors would recommend traction. Like, we have a traction unit for bulging and herniated discs to get the disc to retract, to go back into where it belongs. The epidural part, that wouldn't be happening in our office, but I would say we can do PRP or the stem cell protocol, like that regenerative cellular therapy where you get mesenchymal stem cells and the matrix together.
Right.
And we have an orthopedic surgeon who is doing all of our injections now. So he is completely comfortable going all up and down the side of the spine. So you have all these paraspinal muscles that help to hold your spine together and in the right position. One, we're going to want to make sure that your low back is in the right position. Why did that disc herniate in the first place? So there would likely be a chiropractic adjustment involved. Maybe after we get the disc situation resolved, it just depends on your, obviously your exam and your body once we see what's really happening. But you could do PRP injections along those paraspinal muscles to shore things up. My thing, philosophy-wise, is not to numb, dumb, or cut the body up.
Right.
Right. And so that epidural is a numbing. It's to tell you that the pain isn't there. But if you have this disc teetering, the pain is there because it doesn't want you to bend or move or do a certain thing because it's a warning signal that something bad is about to happen. So stop here. But if you get an epidural and you don't feel that stop, you're likely going to herniate the disc the entire way with like a sneeze, with shaving. I cannot tell you how many times women have come in after shaving in the shower and they come in like I have today with wet hair, you know, because they couldn't even step out of the shower. Their husbands would help them out of the shower. So you don't want to numb the body and tell it to shush on the pain signals. You just want to fix the actual reason the pain is there.
Right.
So within our setting, I'm fully confident that we could do that. We too would do traction, but instead of numbing the body, let's restore the body.
So, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have any herniation at this point.
Yeah.
You know.
Is it just a bulging?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a bulging.
Even better. Even
no
better.
Herniation. It just the facets are okay. Mm-hmm. The bulging is unchanged. The MRI did show the L4 nerve root compression. So.
Okay.
Which created all the nerve pain.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, and that's what I was trying to find out. Okay, I know the epidural is not a cure.
Yeah.
Just the fact that it would give some relief temporarily till I could get the traction with therapy to relieve that compression.
The great thing is with traction and with chiropractic adjustments, the pain is the first thing to go. And so you don't need to go so far as the epidural. I know that you've had to have heard stories of women who used it during childbirth and had nerve damage caused because of the epidural.
Yes.
So I wouldn't want to risk nerve damage to try and numb nerve damage. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right? And so I would say, yes, the traction. The pain is the first thing to go. As soon as you take the impingement away from that nerve, the pain is going to go away.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't dabble with the epidural at all. I just wouldn't. I would say to use the traction. I don't know exactly where you're at, but to get a good chiropractor, I can find one and recommend one for you. I'd be happy to do it. I do it all the time. Stick with the traction and the adjustments, especially if it's only bulging. That traction will pull that disc back in.
Listen, we've got to get to a break. Herbie and others on the line, not going to have time for you. We're out of time. She will be back on March the 19th, which is a Tuesday in the evening. But they're there throughout the week. Make a call. Set up an appointment. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. It's the Optilex Wellness Center located in New Kensington at 706 Stevenson Boulevard. 724-335-5210. 30 seconds. Last word.
Oh,
all yours.
All right. So just as you see how, you know, there's no obligation, even when you call into these phone calls, right? It's not like I'm saying, well, if I'm going to answer your call, I want you to have to do this. Your exam and your evaluation are the same way. You're going to come in and have a conversation. These conversations have to take place in order for you to get an answer of what can Optilex Wellness Center do for you, can do for your family, can do for your friends. Come in, schedule the eval. We'll talk about it. Sometimes it's even with me, but we would love to help you guys. I hope to see you soon. We have a seminar coming up, wouldn't we say, on the 25th?
25th.
In our office.
All right, 724-335-5210. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.